excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
If we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best of
friends. Moron, your bus is leaving.
Welcome to this Colorado edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford reporting to you on the road home. Well, that was an exciting one. You gotta like that. Gotta like the fact that the Bears had the heart that they did at the end of the game to pull out the win in overtime. And let's do a quick recap. Bears stumbled out of the gate, gave up an early touchdown, Goff threw an interception, gave up a second touchdown, and was down 14-0 before we knew what hit us. To some degree, things kind of leveled out at that point, but really, the Bears were still not getting the better end of the deal for the whole first half. They finally got some offense rolling. Halftime score was 28-14 Buffs. And then the opening of the third quarter, the Bears just lit it up. They scored a bunch of touchdowns, got to a 35-28 lead, at which point, things kind of settled down. I think the Bears used up a lot of their energy, a lot of their intensity to get to that point. And the game was a lot more equal at that point on back and forth. Although you felt like the Bears had a little bit of an upper hand in it all, but all too easily losable. Bears take a 49-42 lead with 2.5 minutes left. Defense does pretty good. Forces one fourth down, but eventually succumbs to a touchdown pass fade into the corner. 49 all at the end of regulation. First overtime, Bears throw an easy touchdown. Buffs throw an easy touchdown. Second overtime, Buffs get the ball first, and they just try to stuff it with the run over and over and over. Get down to the 2-yard line, first and goal from the 2, 4 runs from within the side of the 2, all stuffed by the Bear defense. Great goal line stand. Bears played pretty conservative on their offensive possession, put it in Langford's hand, on Langford's foot. He kicks the 40-ish yard field goal for the 59-56 victory. So let's start with the positives. Positives, the Bears had heart. The Bears came back. The Bears didn't give up. They really showed a lot of resolve. Offensively, a fair number of good things going. The run game was generally working pretty good. There were moments where it wasn't. Goff had a lot of very good throws, but there's some negatives there too. But just the team had heart. They had resolve. They never let the fact that they were behind bother them too much. They kept coming back. They never let the comeback get to them. I could easily see how this team, if they didn't have the mental toughness, would have succumbed to the feeling of, oh my gosh, here we go again, particularly on that tying score at 49 each. But this team has some heart. This team has some resolve. This team has some gut and gusto to them to keep playing and giving it their all that they're really, I felt, good about. And generally speaking, a lot of positives about the offense. The offense generally can move the ball. The wide receivers are incredible. They can yank down anything that Goff throws and even close to their area. Lasco's showing a lot of heart and running the ball, driving his legs, refusing to go down. Actually showed some pretty good speed today. Mohammed showed his speed. He's not the inside the tackle guy as much, but did a good job of spreading the field and running as best as he could. Offensive line, actually, I thought played really well as well. They did a good job of keeping things in front of them, opening holes for the running backs for the most part. A lot of positives. So, offensively, things look good with one exception, and maybe it was just today, but Goff was off. Yeah, he threw a lot of touchdowns, But he had a lot of balls that he missed today. He was not his normal, accurate, sharp self. He was part of the reason the Bears were not scoring as much as they could. They could have scored more than they did. He missed a number of balls. He particularly missed his seam routes. That first interception, he was 10 to 15 yards off to the side of where he should have been. He underthrew a number of guys. And now, was it a horrible performance? No, but this was not up to Goff's standards. And if this team's going to beat better teams, it needs to start with Goff, because part of the reason they were able to score so many points is they got so many opportunities. And they need to do better than that moving forward. So that's first negative to me. I really didn't think Goff played a great game. I didn't see his overall completion percentage, but I bet it was down from the 65-70% he has been throwing. The defense is the problem, really, though. I mean, we shouldn't spend too much time focusing on Goff. Anytime you give up 56 points, you should be extremely... And 49 in regulation, let's not get too carried away. But anyway, anytime you're getting in the 40s, you don't deserve to win. It means the other team's defense is not doing well themselves. So there's some significant problems. Actually, the run defense doesn't look too horrible. They were mostly bottling things up. They were doing reasonably well, keeping things under control. There's a few times they were biting on the wrong option, and particularly letting the quarterback run with the ball. But for the most part, they seem to kind of not do too horribly in letting the run game beat them. But particularly when the Buffaloes went 4 or 5 wide, the defense really struggled. Colorado had some fast receivers. That was part of the issue. They exposed the defense in a few ways because of that. But more than that, I felt like scheme was a big part of the problem. And ironically, coming out of the tunnel in the second half, you know, the Bears got a number of stops, and their scheme changed to the way I thought in the first half it needed to change. They needed to do more press coverage with a safety over the top and not worry so much about the run game, because they were doing okay in the run game. But they were going man on man, but they were doing it with a cushion, because they, you know, I don't think they have that much faith in their DBs. And okay, that's fine. We've got a young DB squad. We know that. But the cushion was just killing the team when the Buffs were throwing all these inside slants and these quick hooks and things, and they were just picking up 5 and 7 and 8 yards over and over and over again. And I think that really hurt. That really made it so that the Bears would start biting on that, and then they'd get some throws over the top. Really, the Buffs quarterback was not that good. He missed a number of guys. He was about Goff's equal today, and that's not a positive. He missed a lot of players, and we should have been forcing him to throw over the top more and closing down those slant passing lanes. And there's two ways to do it. You can either bring linebackers out and deep to clog up the lane, or you can play press coverage with your DBs, and that generally means you need to play cover two or something so that if they get behind... Because when you play press coverage, you get the risk the guy gets behind you significantly, so you need somebody over the top. And you could just tell the DBs were really stretched by that situation. Part of it was scheme. Part of it was talent. Part of it was scheme based on the talent. And I think there's going to be some teams that continue to exploit us on that front in the future. The Bears are going to have to find a way to solve that problem. It's not going to go away in this conference. There's too many good quarterbacks, too many who will change their delivery and their scheme to match where Cal's weaknesses are. So that's a little bit disconcerting. I mean, that's two games in a row we've given up high 40s defensively. They did look very tired in the fourth quarter as well. I think there's some conditioning issues with the DBs. Part of that is they're on the field a lot. We don't have a lot of depth there, so we're not able to spell them when they need a rest. But it hurts in the fourth quarter. And their heart today made up the difference. But you could tell that, particularly on that final touchdown that made it 49-49, the defense, the DBs, they were tired. They were darn tired. They're playing with all their heart. There is no give up on these guys, but you just get tired as the game wears on. So that's something that's really concerning. There's a number of teams coming up that we just don't want to get into a shootout with, including Washington State next week. Boy, another topic. The refs, boy, did they stick it to the Bears in the first half. There were some really bad calls, two really egregious calls. The late hit out of bounds, you know, that player was barely on the line and he went back in bounds. He moved towards the ball. If he had just run out of bounds and gone his way, there would have been no late hit. But he went out of bounds, headed back in. And, you know, the guy ran into him as that was happening. He's not sure if he's out of bounds. The whistle may have just blown, but it's nearly impossible to react to that. Bogus, bogus, bogus call. Really bad, in my opinion. And then the pass interference in the end zone later on the same drive that basically took 4 points from, gave 4 points to the Buffs, because assumingly they would have gotten that field goal. But it was third and long, they miss the throw, and then it's first and goal on the goal line, and they punch it in. But the ball was way over his head. It was just hand play between the receiver and the DB. Even if it wasn't over his head, it shouldn't have been pass interference. But the refs just didn't seem to care about either thing, that it was hand play, nor that it was way over his head, and that the hand play had nothing to do with slowing him down or getting to that ball. Very disappointing call. Now, I do feel like the refs may have given a little back in that second half. That pass interference call that they picked up in the second half, I'm not so sure they picked that up. It was a marginal call. I can definitely see the argument on both sides that it was pass interference and it wasn't pass interference. But, you know, generally they don't pick up their flags. And I think they picked up their flag because it was pretty marginal. And they said, we've kind of stuck it to the Bears. So they got a little bit of a payback call. McIntyre, the coach for Colorado, he was livid. And he got a foul for that, you know, just after that. But you know what? Come on. You got some great plays you didn't deserve. So disappointing to see some bad calls by the ref. Overall, I wouldn't say the worst ref game ever, but definitely with some frustrating things to see from the referees. And then the ball just didn't bounce the Bears' way early in the game. So this is where the heart factor comes in. I really think the Bears play this game again, they probably do a little bit better. And the bounces just didn't fall on Cal's side. But you can't let a good team doesn't let those things bother them. They don't make excuses. They just play. They just finish. And the Bears did that today. So you got to feel good about this team's heart. You got to feel good about this team's resolve. And particularly, I do feel like the Bears came out of the tunnel and played the first quarter, and particularly the first quarter, a little bit the first half, a bit flat. I felt like that was a team that was not ready to go for the kill in the first quarter, in the first half. It was a team that I think was feeling some of the ill effects of the very disappointing loss. They were playing a bit tight, a little bit nervous, but they got over it. They didn't let it stick with them. They buckled down. They finished the game. They won in overtime. So that's good. I also think winning a tight game is exactly what they need to give them confidence the next time. You know, that they won't be thinking about Arizona anymore. They'll be thinking about Colorado. They'll be playing with intensity. And that's what this team needs, is those sorts of confidence boosters. And then the resolve, you know, Washington State's going to be a tough game next week. That team has potential. They hung with Oregon. They've also had some dogs of the game early, you know, some real bad performances early, but they look to be responding to that. They look to be getting things squared away and back on the right page. So it's going to be a tough game going up to the Palouse next week, playing at night. I think the Bears can win, but looking at it from a long-term heart perspective, even if they were to lose, this isn't a team that's going to give up after that loss. I think this is a team that's going to look for every win opportunity for the rest of the season. They've won three. They want three more. They don't care where they get them. It doesn't have to be Washington State. And they're going to fight for them. And I think that this team's going to keep fighting, even if they have a couple of difficult losses in front of them. But I also think that they really do have a shot at Washington State next week. I think that this team has the potential to beat Washington State. It'll be interesting to see. It'll be a late night up again. I have a feeling I won't be able to fall asleep for the life of me if it's anything like the Arizona game. I mean, just a question to everyone out there. If you can comment on the blog if you have a solution to this problem. And maybe it's massive quantities of alcohol, but how do you fall asleep after you have a game end at 11 o'clock at night with that much intensity and angst and frustration and joy and everything mixed together? You just can't. You're so wound up. And, you know, I got to get to Mass in the morning, right? I can't exactly just stay up till 4 in the morning. So any solutions out there besides mass quantities of alcohol would be appreciated. So, luckily, that's not the case today. That's just last week. But it probably will be the case next week. All right, well, let's wrap it up there. Great to see the Bears get this win. Great to see the Bears 3-1. A little hard to think about the fact that this team could easily be 4-0. But you know what? If you had asked us before the season, if right now we were 3-1, we would have been happy. So let's be happy. Let's not worry about the fact that perhaps there's something we left a win on the table. And let's be excited about an opportunity to go 4-1 next week. And with that, go Bears. And we'll talk on the road home again later. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the road.